You're listening to You've Got This, episode 123. Hey there, and welcome to You've Got This, a podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. As an avid reader and writer, I'm thrilled that this episode of You've Got This is sponsored by Stylus Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for all books purchased through the Stylus website at www.styluspub.com using code YGT20. So make sure to check out their catalog to see if you can find your next great read. On this episode, I am so excited to offer my last book review of the year. And this is a book by a writer that I am happy to call a friend. It is Danelle Stevens' Write More, Publish More, Stress Less, Five Key Principles for a Creative and Sustainable Scholarly Practice. And it's perfect to end the year, I think, with a book review on writing, because this is something that so many people make New Year's resolutions about going into the new year to be better writers. And so I'm super excited to talk about this book. Full disclosure, I was asked to blurb this book, and there is a blurb from me inside talking about it. And one of the things that I say about it is that it's like having a friend or mentor talk to you about academic writing. And I just really love Danelle's style. I've loved her writing for a long time. She has a beautiful book on rubrics that I've used a lot in my faculty development practice. She also has a really wonderful book on journaling that I've loved for a long time because she puts in all these examples from her own journaling practice. So I'll link to all of those books in the show notes in case you want to take a look. But today I'm talking about this new book that just came out on academic writing. And I really like the way that it's organized. There's a lot of academic writing books out there. And basically what Danelle's done is kind of taken five key principles that she thinks academic writers need to do. And then she's, in the second half of the book, applied those principles to various subgenres, I guess you could say, of academic writing. So I thought what I would do is quickly run through these five principles and then talk a little bit about what she does in the latter half of the book. So I loved this book from the very beginning because the first principle is to know yourself as a writer. And if you followed along with my radical self-trust taxonomy, you know that self-knowledge is a key element of that. And this is something that I talk a lot with my coaching clients about, is knowing yourself, knowing what works for you and what doesn't work for you is really important so that you can set yourself up for success. And in this section, one of my favorite elements is she has a list of positive self-talk examples, and she addresses right away that people often have this kind of negative self-talk running through their heads. And sometimes it's very judgmental, and it's about things that you kind of wish were different about yourself versus just kind of acknowledging that that's how you are and that's okay. This section also includes some self-assessments for writer's block, which I know some people really love to kind of take those little surveys and see where do they fall in terms of the things that are a little more problematic for them. But one of the things that I really loved about this section is not just that there's the self-assessment, but there is a breakdown in detail of what to do based on what you score in that self-assessment, and lots of strategies for if you're someone who tends to procrastinate, well, what do you do? If you're someone who tends to be a perfectionist, what do you do? And Danelle really breaks that down, which is wonderful. So that's principle number one, is to know yourself as a writer. Principle number two is to understand the genre of academic writing. And this is something that I think doesn't get emphasized enough, especially in graduate school training, that there's all these different kinds of conventions and genres. And if you look at a range of articles, you know, all together and kind of really break them down structurally, you can have an understanding of what is kind of the foundations of how those pieces of writing are coming together. And this principle in particular made me think of one of my coaching clients who has been trying to write in a different academic genre than what she's used to. And she's felt very kind of lacking in confidence. And it's been very problematic for her, very paralyzing for her, because she's just not sure how to move forward. And so we've talked a lot about finding model articles, finding examples that would help her to understand just the basic structure of how it's done. So one of the things that Danelle talks about, and this is something that she's created herself, I've seen her present on it at several conferences, is the idea of text structure analysis. And she offers kind of a rubric of how to break down a text and to really explore it and dive in and better understand it. And then she gives templates for how you do things like structure and argument. And so this section of the book is really about breaking things down, looking at the conventions, looking at the structure. And it's something that I think, again, we don't talk about. And so it's a really nice model if that's something that you're looking for. Principle number three is to be strategic when you're building a sustainable writing practice. And this is when Danelle gets into a bunch of stuff around time management, tracking your goals and tasks, organization methods for your files. So in short, this is probably like my favorite part of the book. I love this kind of stuff. And one of the things that I really appreciate about this entire book, and I knew she was going to do this, and this was part of why I was so excited to read it, is Danelle always puts in a ton of examples. And I knew this from the rubric book, from the journaling book. And so I was like super excited to dive in because I knew she was going to have all these different examples and really break things down in a practical way. And sure enough, like throughout the book, there's all these little boxes and tables and examples and templates. And I love it. I love having all these different ways of not just talking about a concept in the abstract, but applying it in a way that you can really see what it looks like. So one of the things she includes in this section is a task analysis example of how you would write a lit review. And she kind of breaks down that concept of writing a lit review into all of the tasks that go into it so that as an example for writers who are really trying to figure out, okay, how long is it going to take me to do this or what exactly is involved? And I work with so many writers who really need this kind of task breakdown so that they're not just on their to-do list saying, work on my lit review. You know, they have kind of these tasks that they've broken down. And I think on her list, she had about 15 different things that go into writing a lit review. And it's so much more manageable to have a writing practice when you have a very clear idea of what you're working on next versus this abstract idea of you're going to work on your chapter or you're going to work on your article. So I loved this chapter as well for kind of breaking that down for people. The next principle, principle number four, is to be social. And in this section of the book, Danelle really breaks down the concept of writing groups and the logistics of writing groups. And she talks a little bit about writing retreats as well, and offers a lot of recommendations for how do you get started with writing groups. And this is something I've talked about on the show previously before. Obviously, I lead writing groups. I facilitate them. I believe in them. I think that this is one of the most impactful, powerful things you can do as an academic writer is to connect with other academic writers and talk about your writing. So loved this part as well. There were so many aspects of this book that I would have included if this was a book that I had written. So I just fully believe in the things that Danelle is talking about here. The last principle that she talks about also aligned with my radical self-trust taxonomy, in which she talks about exploring creative elements of academic writing and this idea of play. And I'm such a fan of playful experimentation. And so this section talks about things like free writing. She gives some writing prompts for if you feel like you're getting stuck in your writing. She talks about creative structures for your writing. So if you're working on like an article outline, you know, thinking about different ways of structuring it to unlock some different possibilities. And this was a great, I think, kind of final principle to end on, because once you get these other things under your belt about knowing yourself and understanding the genre, you can really start to kind of play a little bit with what you do with your academic writing. So that is kind of the first half of the book, is this overview and tons of examples and really good like diving deep and detail work with these five principles. But then the whole second half of the book focuses on different kind of subgenres of academic writing. So there's a section on keeping a research journal. There's a chapter on book reviews and writing those, on conference proposals and presentations, on journal article writing, book writing, working with revise and resubmits, and then the book ends with starting a faculty writing program for people who are like faculty developers. And one of the things that I appreciated about these chapters, well, several things. One is that she takes the principles from the first half of the book and applies them throughout these chapters. So there's different things that she introduces early in the book, and then she shows you what it would look like when it's applied to a particular subgenre of academic writing. The other thing that she does is she starts each of these sections talking about the advantages and the disadvantages of each of these things, why you might want to go in this direction. Like, for example, what are the advantages and disadvantages of writing a book review? What are some of the advantages and disadvantages of writing a journal article? And some of it has to do with things like timing or how it's going to count on your CV or things like that. And so she really kind of breaks it down in a more general way. And then she goes into more of the logistics of what are the techniques, the strategies, the tactics that you can use to write those things well. One of my favorite parts of this section, and this is, it should be no surprise, is the research journal part, because Danelle is such a fan of journaling, and she has this other book on journaling. So I was thinking that this would just be a real kind of strength of this book, and it is. It's one of my favorite pieces. But also, I really appreciated that she tackles things like book reviews and conference proposals and presentations, because I think especially for people who are just getting started with academic writing, we don't often talk about these things. And there are kind of specific techniques and strategies that you learn along the way that would help you to write those things better, but we don't necessarily talk about them. So I want to kind of end by talking about a little bit of, you know, who this book is for. I think that clearly this is a book that would be very good for graduate students, for early career faculty, for people who are kind of just getting started with academic writing and they're looking for some of the basics. But I would also say this is a book that would speak to more seasoned writers who are looking for some inspiration, or maybe who didn't feel like they got the basics in the beginning and they kind of cobbled things together along the way. And you want to go back and get kind of a nice overview of like, what's the stuff that maybe I should have been taught, or that I, if I had a really strong mentor, they would have kind of told me these things. But this is a book that I think it's definitely one that I'm happy to add to my personal library. It's one that I will recommend to coaching clients who are working on academic writing and publication. It's definitely going to be part of the canon when it comes to academic writing books. And I think, you know, every time I see one of these new books come out, I'm kind of like, do we need another one? Like, there's a lot of academic writing books out there. I really do feel like Danelle's book adds something unique, especially through her five principles, the practicality of how she applies them, and all of the examples that she includes throughout the book. It's just so helpful. So, of course, I'm really excited that at the end of the year, we're going to give away a few copies of this book. What you can do is enter into the giveaway using the hashtag YGTGiveaway. And we use this on social media. You can find ways to connect to Stylist Publishing and to me in the show notes if you're not connected to me already. I am on Twitter and Instagram, and Stylist is on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So use the hashtag YGTGiveaway and tell us one of your 2019 writing resolutions. What is something that you really want to work on in the new year when it comes to your writing? We would love to hear about it. And we will open that up through the end of the calendar year, so through December 31st. So tell us on social media using hashtag YGTGiveaway, what is one of your 2019 writing resolutions? Thanks so much for checking in with this episode of You've Got This. It was such a pleasure to read this book and to share a little bit about it with you. I will also link to it in the show notes if you want to take a look. Remember that if you don't win the giveaway, you can always get 20% off your purchases from Stylist using the code YGT20. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Don't forget that if you're looking for a good book, You've Got This is sponsored by Stylist Publishing, a leading independent U.S. publisher that focuses on books for teachers, administrators, and policymakers in higher education. YGT listeners receive a 20% off discount for books purchased through the Stylist website at www.stylistpub.com using code YGT20. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.